The Nine Lives of Montezuma by Michael Morpurgo. Read by Robin Bowerman. The Beginning. The barn owl had been waiting for some time high up in the rafters of the Dutch barn. He was a young barn owl and had not yet the patience of an experienced adult. He'd been hunting for some months now, making slow, silent sorties along the hedgerows, his eyes scanning the undergrowth for the sudden, inexplicable movement that might betray the prey beneath. For hours he had waited, perched among the elms, surveying the darkness below, before gliding out through the branches and swooping down, talons poised and primed for the kill. But too often his balance and timing still failed him. He would find himself taking off too early, allowing his quarry too much time to elude him. He had not yet perfected the technique of waiting for the right moment that all efficient hunters need if they are to make a good kill. Hunger gnawed at his stomach, concentrating his mind. He sat still on his perch like a white sentinel and waited. Far below him, in a hollow between two bales of hay, lay the old she-cat, stretched out to allow her young to suckle. One kitten was already dead and lay cold, damp, and alone. The three survivors fought for their mother's milk, clambering over each other in blind hunger, probing for the wet warmth of a teat amongst the soft fur of her belly. She was aware that the owl was watching. She had seen him swoop in from the night and sit high above her, fold his wings back, and settle down. She would have moved her kittens had she had the time, but they had only just been born and she was too exhausted to move. Anyway, she knew that they were safe so long as she stayed with them. She lifted her head and glanced.